when you look at the scientific literacy of the general population, it's so important that people have some understanding of how science works. I think that's a huge one, just nature and process of science and what that means. Because so often I've heard people say, oh, well, last year they said this about this study, or 3 years ago this medical study said this, and now they're saying something else. And so they're, without an understanding of how the process of science works, then that undermines people's confidence, like, oh, science doesn't work. When I see that, I think, yeah, that's, science is a self-correcting process. And every time you have an answer, it's just a piece of the puzzle. And based on the techniques you have or the understanding you have at the time, it's sort of like looking at a big picture through a small hole. And you're only getting part of that. And you might interpret that one way when you have this big an image. And as the image gets bigger and you see a little bit more information, you have a better representation of what it is. So for me, being a scientist, being trained in the scientific method, when I see those things happen, I don't go, oh man, science doesn't work. We can't trust this. We can't put our expectations that this is going to tell us anything meaningful. To me, it's, yeah, you learn more. You have a better picture of that now. You have more information, so it's self-correcting. So that is a huge thing to me, is the public perception of science. The other thing is, we're facing a lot of big science-based issues in society right now, and if people don't have an understanding of what evidence is and what that means about how you inform decisions, and they're going to vote in ways that the scientific population wouldn't, and that ways that may not be good for the planet. So global warming or global climate change, that you see the debates that go on and you hear people saying, oh yeah, but there's, it's a controversy and there's so many people who say that this isn't happening or whatever. It's like, no, if you look at the scientific literature, the controversy isn't about whether this is happening. There still is debate about how fast it's going to happen and where different effects are going to be more or less. But that global climate change is happening is not in debate. If you talk to the scientific, if you look at the general public, that's a completely different picture. And that's hampering what we're doing, and that's hampering governmental processes, public processes about how this is being dealt with. So I think that, to me, that's just one example, but you can look in that. You can look at stem cells. You can look at what happens with evolution. All of those things are issues that we deal with as a society, and the better informed the society is, the more they understand the process of science, the more they can be critical thinkers, the more they can discriminate sources of information, the better it's going to be for all of us, because we all play a role in deciding with our votes how are we going to respond to those issues.